Chapter 4. A New Life on an Island. When day came, the sea was quiet again. I looked for our ship, and to my surprise, it was still there, and still in one piece. "I think I can swim to it," I said to myself. So I walked down to the sea, and before long I was at the ship and was swimming round it. But how could I get onto it? In the end, I got in through a hole in the side, but it wasn't easy. There was a lot of water in the ship, but the sand under the sea was still holding the ship in one place. The back of the ship was high out of the water, and I was very thankful for this because all the ship's food was there. I was very hungry, so I began to eat something at once. Then I decided to take some of it back to the shore with me. But how could I get it there? I looked around the ship, and after a few minutes, I found some long pieces of wood. I tied them together with rope. Then I got the things that I wanted from the ship. There was a big box of food, rice and salted meat and hard ship's bread. I also took many strong knives and other tools, the ship's sails and ropes, paper, pens, books, and 7 guns. Now I needed a little sail from the ship, and then I was ready. Slowly and carefully, I went back to the shore. It was difficult to stop my things from falling into the sea, but in the end, I got everything onto the shore. Now I needed somewhere to keep my things. There were some hills around me, so I decided to build myself a little house on one of them. I walked to the top of the highest hill and looked down. I was very unhappy, because I saw then that I was on an island. There were 2 smaller islands a few miles away, and after that, only the sea. Just the sea, for mile after mile after mile. After a time, I found a little cave in the side of a hill. In front of it, there was a good place to make a home. So I used the ship's sails, rope, and pieces of wood. And after a lot of hard work, I had a very fine tent. The cave at the back of my tent was a good place to keep my food, and so I called it my kitchen. That night, I went to sleep in my new home. The next day, I thought about the possible dangers on the island. Were there wild animals? And perhaps wild people, too, on my island. I didn't know, but I was very afraid. So I decided to build a very strong fence. I cut down young trees and put them in the ground, in a half circle around the front of my tent. I used many of the ship's ropes, too. And in the end, my fence was as strong as a stone wall. Nobody could get over it, through it, or round it. Making tents and building fences is hard work. I needed many tools to help me. So I decided to go back to the ship again and get some more things. I went back 12 times, but soon after my 12th visit, there was another terrible storm. The next morning, when I looked out to sea, there was no ship. When I saw that, I was very unhappy. Why am I alive? And why are all my friends dead? I asked myself. What will happen to me now, alone on this island without friends? How can I ever escape from it? Then I told myself that I was lucky. Lucky to be alive. Lucky to have food and tools. Lucky to be young and strong. But I knew that my island was somewhere off the coast of South America. Ships did not often come down this coast, and I said to myself, I'm going to be on this island for a long time. So, on a long piece of wood, I cut these words. I came here on the 30th of September, 1659. After that, I decided to make a cut for each day.